one over.
Yeah, this is
and
channel
a continuation
two
visit
over.
With
this is
Van
channel two
Hart,
over, and I'm setting it up for Mark for lunch
Saturday
on
lunch,
9th of October,
71.
Sunday, the 10th of October, 71, to report on his long weekend.
Marion Hodge.
If he wants to report.
Mark. Suzanne.
Channel 1 over. Channel 2.
Saturday
channel
lunch,
2 over.
The 9th of October, 71. After the
I'm setting it up for Mark.
Channel 1 over.
For lunch.
And a continuation of visit to Marion Hodge.
Sunday. Rainy
Mark,
Sunday.
Suzanne.
The 10th of October, 71.
Saturday at lunch.
To
the
report
9th of
on
October,
his long
71.
Weekend. If he wants to report. Channel 1 or Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over. And I'm setting it up for Mark at lunch this Sunday, the 10th of October, 71, to report on his long weekend if he wants to report. Channel 2 over. This is Channel 2 over. And I'm setting it up for Mark for lunch, I guess, this. On his long weekend, if he wants to report.
Wild tomatoes.
Yeah, but don't eat them, they're poisonous.
Yeah. But they're not these, but they're the same. They look like these.
How does that.
Well, I continue to be impressed by the grease. Better than the that little bit of no, that's
yeah.
oil.
Yeah.
The little jar.
That's
I don't know what
different.
He calls it, but it's
he
very
has to
good.
Get it from some saddle place in England.
Oh.
He can't buy that particular stuff, and that's why he gives me just a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Out of his big jar. I think I put it on over there. Right? You didn't bring your milk.
Oh, let me bring it from the refrigerator.
Just if you want it.
I don't need it.
Okay.
Except I thought if you needed
no,
some.
I got
okay.
plenty.
Okay. Well, this water be fine.
I drink a different kind. Clyde says he will get me. I don't even think he can get it sent. I think somebody has to get it who's over there for some reason. And he said that he would get me a jar of it.
Mm-hmm.
Over there?
It seemed like in one of the saddle shops. There's just a couple of saddle shops in England where you've been able to find it.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense, but that's what Clyde says.
Hmm.
The time I was down there, he had orders for these elaborate saddles. I don't know how elaborate they were, English saddles. I think they were English. I'm not sure.
He keeps busy?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of work he has to do?
Does he make a living at the saddle shop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he does then.
Mm-hmm.
Got quite a few hours he puts into that.
So he didn't have to hire out.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the holsters for the state highway patrol people.
No, he
and
must be busy.
Uh-huh.
He does that.
And he has some big contracts.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And he probably knows as much, if not more, about saddle making as Mr. Caswell did.
He's the fellow who moved.
Mm-hmm. But his shop isn't very interesting. It's just a shop.
as I'd have. Better order. And Mr. Caswell's shop was more interesting.
Mr. Caswell was in an old shed, back of the town.
Yeah.
Saddles, old saddles hung up along the wall.
Old frame house,
old
wood house.
That's right.
This is concrete block.
And his smell like a saddle shop.
But Clyde's is what is?
It just looks like a department store.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Where there are all the little utensils lined up in order.
Yeah, in order.
And he talks. He could be anything. He could.
Too
be
much
a,
order. This not.
He could be a bank teller.
If it wasn't for the leather, he could have been almost anything.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And, you know, you can't imagine Mr. Caswell doing anything but working in leather. Or at leather.
Well, what about Clyde? He's given his heart just to that, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't come out that way. It's very, a little strange.
You know, we don't know much about him. Not enough to talk about him.
Right.
Well, some people seem to work with order, a lot of order, and some people seem to work without much order. And this Mr. Caswell.
Well, you knew him.
I didn't. I just wondered from what Faye said about his shop. He seemed to like to work without necessarily keeping it in,
yeah,
in great order. I was glad to.
Nick could talk, that's what I told Mark a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nick would be the one.
Oh. Hmm.
Yes, he saw, he would know how to talk with him.
Yeah.
He could see him in a light that I couldn't see him in. He spent a lot of time down there beside.
Yeah.
Maybe you learned some things about making sounds.
They pour all the magazines together and talk about. It was Clyde who got this whipping bit from it. And Nick had been trying to buy one. He couldn't find one. Even in a catalog, and Clyde found it at it once.
A rope?
A roping bit. The one that I used on Molly yesterday.
Oh, that one.
That's called a roping bit. Mm-hmm.
And they're not too common?
Mm-mm.
I used to know the man that ran that Shell oil station. I used to know him right well. He, for a long time there, he sort of kept me in business over here. He'd keep my machinery going. And then light ain't going to burn me up someday. His boys were growing up while he was there. They used to come over here, right? And I saw him go broke by letting people have credit, you know.
Yeah. And then you got someone else. You got Cookie to come over here and do that, I guess, what he did.
There's some fellow that moved in there from Minnesota, just brand new down here. And,
The Shell station?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, fresh.
From Minnesota, that's quite a piece.
Quite a piece.
Yeah.
He and his wife are fairly young. And, go broke. wrote two or three.
Good credit, huh?
Credit. Yeah. Booms around here. You know, the profits, so the margin is so slight. If they lose $50, you see how much business they have to transact to make that $50. They don't have any high price stuff.
Yeah.
Over there.
Just gas. Maybe.
Pub and gas and service in the car.
Yeah.
He doesn't do mechanical work much. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I got some uncles who are in the gas station business, and they don't make a great deal of money, but then I got one uncle who owns a number of stations, owns a chain of stations, and owns some oil, an oil company, that the trucks come in and fill up at this place, and you get on the highway. Now, he's rich.
Oh.
But I'm impressed. Those who just own a station, a service station, in rural areas, I'm not impressed by how much they bring in. Maybe enough to feel comfortable. Living, I guess, fairly comfortable. But it just does seem to be marginal. Of course, now, these uncles who own this service station have a fancy boat. They don't have big houses and lots of land and anything like that.
Are they back in North Carolina?
Yeah, Clinton, Roseboro, Eastern North Carolina, very scenic. Somewhat like this, in this soil condition. It's poor land, Eastern North Carolina.
I don't know the Carolinas. How much of the coastal plain is there? 100 miles?
I'd say 200. 100 to 200.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a long state, like Tennessee. You got different sorts of land.
And then the Piedmont would be the majority of it, I guess.
Piedmont majority. And you got that beautiful, the mountains don't take up very much. The mountains just take up, I guess, the smaller of the three regions.
Would you say the mountains go from Asheville on?
That's just about it. And you know Asheville's pretty far west toward the border.
Yeah, 100 miles.
Yeah, as I remember coming from, just a couple weeks ago, coming from across the mountains to Chapel Hill, when I left Asheville, I drove maybe 25 miles, maybe 25 to 50 miles, and then no mountains at all. Just small, very low hills.
Yeah.
Very interesting state. It has a little bit of everything.
Now, their textiles feel the pinch of Japan.
Really?
I don't know if it's really or not.
I don't know that.
I just assume they do because they are textiles and the American textile industry is pinched by the Japanese. And that's one thing they're trying to work out.
I didn't know they were having a problem like that. Could be. They got one big textile industry called Burlington. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Company, textile company.
Well, from all the Japanese things we buy, any textile company anywhere would be hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think I've seen anything in stores for a long time that didn't have Japanese on it. And it's surprising.
I didn't think of them in connection with textiles. I thought of them in connection with everything else, electronics to optics. But I hadn't thought about there being exporting many textile goods.
Got the calves. We went across the pasture to get the horses. They were way down in there, and it was sprinkling rain, not rain hard. But in that tall grass in that middle pasture, why, those five heifers looked as big as these heifers over here. And Mark said something about, aren't they large? And
yeah,
it is the way the light falls on them.
Yeah.
And the way they walk in the grass.
Of course, if they lie down, then they look large too.
And you know, they yeah, and then they ran over to this corner and lay down, all three of them lay down in the grass.
Yeah.
And all you could see would be their heads. Yeah. Mark, would you like another salmon? There's plenty more of your stuff.
Tell you what, I'll just eat this, a little bit of this.
Those pickles?
Yeah. I guess they're out here to be eaten, aren't
they?
Mm-hmm.
And bread and everything.
Yeah, they did look as large as the others you had, the other pasture.
Oh, I didn't hear the owl last night, did you?
I didn't. I kept listening for it.
Well, you know, he goes for several weeks or so every now and then, and doesn't speak.
He's not that regular, huh?
He could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
They must have a large territory.
How about some pickles? Yeah, would you like?
No, thank you. You have.
Yeah.
I've been nibbling on these little cookies over here.
But they love to, the ones that we hear so much are down in that little hammock. Right down in there. Yeah, they come up there to speak, you know, they ran.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they are rather close, isn't they?
Yeah, well, I heard one early this morning. It wasn't early, about 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It was over there. So it wasn't the ones you're talking about. Yeah, it was an owl. Just heard him once, that's all.
Just one.
Over here. But you're talking about an owl down there, aren't you?
Well, they go all around.
They don't stay in one spot?
Oh.
I see. I thought they might stick to one tree for roosting or something.
Oh, they cover a territory. You know they do.
Yeah, quite. If you heard one, one of those.
Maybe that same one.
Yeah, that's one of our friends.
I'm glad you heard it.
Yeah, I guess they do the hunting at night mainly, so they would be on the prowl all over. I thought, yeah, I thought they may be the roost, you know, on the tree and stick to one tree, but they move around. And I've never seen an owl, too, so I'll be happy to see one around here.
Well, the way you locate them, a lot of times, you might just look up and see them. But in the daytime, if they are, you know, out of their headquarters, if a blue jay or crow or something sees them, they'll raise a ruckus.
Hmm.
So they find them quite.
Well, if I hear a lot of birds fussing, then maybe for that reason.
Yeah.
Well, some of the young people, I know three or four of the young people who came up early yesterday from the back pasture, were here on the trip where they saw the owl in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And the owl just sat there and let people come up fairly close.
Yeah.
Lots of people took pictures of him in here.
Yeah.
He was like unbelievable, you know, there in the daytime, just sitting there.
That's when he sleeps, I guess.
Mm-hmm. He was way up high.
He was high. But they remembered, and they remembered the coon that came and circled around while they were in the back pasture, acting as if he owned the place. He said they had remembered that from the last trip.
Yeah.
Thought about it a lot.
See, they don't really get into the thing. They just dip in, and you can't do that. You just got to stay with it. Get your perch and sit there.
I heard that that's the best way to observe wildlife, is just to get you sit down.
Yeah. Be quiet.
Get your body.
Instead of always moving around, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? You told me last night that you used
to
wonder whether or not you'd done that sort of thing.
I've done that in 7 states, as far as that.
Just have a seat and then wait for them to
But
come around. <laughs> Like
we were saying, sitting in your car is better.
And I'm surprised at that. I've heard that too, but
it gives you mobility and more comfort.
Car is just not any kind of threat. for the animal, he doesn't think, I guess.
Apparently not.
Well, you
car doesn't have a mind of its own.
So you can get closer even on a horse.
Yeah.
To a car?
Well, you can get out in the woods on a horse, you see, and you just walk along.
Oh.
If you've got a horse that you can trust and stop, see, the animals won't move.
That's right. They
out
won't,
of the way.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm. Coon or anything, they won't move.
Well, what's so obnoxious about a human being, then? Something mighty scary about a human being.
They abuse that sovereignty.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know, you can't pass on experience. Everybody's got to shoot it. Kill everything themselves before they shift over to the binoculars. I used to when I was growing up. I killed squirrels,
mm-hmm.
bunny rabbits, and went possum hunting and coon hunting. I never killed much, but I didn't work at it.
Isn't that good, son, huh? That's good.
But I did it. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard a gun go off a couple hours ago out there.
Yeah.
Someone was shooting.
You know, that's a bad season for us when they start hunting. They don't enjoy it.
What do they hunt? You reckon those doves?
Sure. Quail.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of things down there. Ducks.
There's not much left to hunt, it's just about gone. Not even any cougars to speak of.
Yeah. Tell you what, I'm gonna nibble on some more of these.
I can remember when we first came out here that you could rarely go in the back passage that you didn't run into several cougars.
Now, cougar, that's a odd name. I've seen that bird in a book, a duck in a book.
You mean a...
Cooter's a duck, isn't it?
Turtle.
A turtle?
Mm-hmm. Cooter.
And people will hunt turtles with a gun?
They just come up on them.
Yeah, they can kill them.
Oh, get them, just they capture them somewhere.
Yeah.
And, they're good to eat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Make turtle soup out.
Mm-hmm. The meat is good. Fried cooter. This is a good native fish.
I thought there's a bird called a duck called a cooter, and I thought you.
Oh, it's a coot.
Coot, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Coot and gallinules.
You know, that's when I was.
That's the hen, they're called marsh hen.
Well, what do these turtles look like? Are they big or?
Well, the difference is there's a soft shell and there's a big, there's different kinds. There's a big hard shell. You know, like about this size. And they around a lot, especially this, around the swamps. They come out and they were part of the native food. It's very interesting, the people around here.
I bet there's some still down there.
Well, there's a few, but not like there was, because the natives themselves have done away with them. They're by hunting them and destroying them. They don't know that. They can't rationalize. Figure this out. They have taken care of it themselves. And together with all the drainage and everything else and development. But some of our friends can talk a great deal about, you see, they lived off the land up until this a few years ago. They hunt. Eat cooters, eat possums, eat coons, wild turkeys. See, they didn't have to do it. They made their own meal. And just a very few years ago, the people had to depend upon stores around here.
I didn't realize it was that subsistence was obtained right off the land.
Right around here. So it's nothing new to them. Nothing new to Miss Daisy down here.
I can understand
on the land.
Why it would be hard for them to lay down the gun if it was
mm-hmm.
just several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They go out, you see, and get rabbits. They're not even very many rabbits anymore.
I haven't seen any.
She was saying not long ago when she was up here that there used to be a big cabbage field. They grew vegetables there.
Uh-huh.
Rabbits would come and in order to protect the cabbage, they would
uh-huh.
kill the rabbits. And then they divide them among the workers. And she said, rarely ever were we without rabbits. You know? And she rarely ever had to buy any meat.
You reckon she still has cabbage?
No, the whole vegetable thing is gone. There's no more. I'm talking about just hundreds of acres of that. I'm talking about commercial, growing commercial.
Because if it could be there's more cabbage, then she'd see more rabbits. Even though the numbers would be shot off.
No, it's the whole thing has changed. So they go to the Minute Mart and buy frozen food. But it's this passing scene that's interesting to see the change.
Yeah.
And it's happening in front of your eyes.
I didn't realize it was that drastic a change.
Uh-huh. Just within, since we've been down here.
Yeah. So you got used to people hunting all over when you first came back.
Well, it wasn't that much here. But I mean, within their knowledge, their living knowledge, I guess it had changed pretty much when we really came out here. But see, we've only been out here any length of time, for just a few years.
Oh.
We've had the place, but we haven't.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Let me be lit.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's part of it. Part of the country farm. And part of their way of life. That's interesting.
Now, that really is being close to the land when you have to eat off of it.
Get
your game off of it instead of going to the grocery store. The country grocery store must have been an unusual thing.
Once a week they go get, you know, sugar maybe or something like that.
But not meat and vegetables.
They didn't need to.
Hmm.
They ride in their wagon and she's got some marvelous reports riding, and they'd gather up the neighbors, and one person would take the wagon in on Saturday to the store to get their staples, you know, once every 2 weeks, maybe. And then in between, they ate well. Now you see they have food stamps, and they still stand in line.
Yeah. You see the stores with the signs, we accept food stamps.
And it's just not very interesting anymore. It really isn't. When they talk, you see, if they talk about standing in line at the food stamp store, it's not really much lift in that. To drag. Oh, she hates to see that change, some of these people who, you know, she hates to see that particular change going on. Well, you know what? It's going to be too wet to plant. I have to go down to the little lawn.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh,
because
Guy had planned on a whole afternoon since he had some, and you can't even worm the cattle because the corral's too wet.
Yeah, they were all out in the corral for a while.
See, this is, that's all it is. See how light it is?
Yeah.
Well, you can't put it out unless you cut it in, because if it rains a little bit, it'll wash it. Put it in a little club. It won't stay scattered.
I see. You got kind of clump up.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was so fine. Yeah.
I didn't either. It's so fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's the rye grass.
comes up and it's green.
But I help it grow when it, if you plant it when it's wet. Maybe not as wet as it is now, but when the ground's a little wet.
Yeah, as soon as it quits raining. But see, now if you put it out and you get one of those big showers.
Yeah, that'll wash it in clumps. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yes, that's the reason I haven't put out any. It's so dry, and now I can put it out any time.
And you just use your hand cedar.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You don't use the tractor then
mm-hmm.
to spread it in.
No, not that. I don't. Those factions want to, but I don't put out enough to make for it to matter.
You just walk it,
see. Yeah. Yeah, so we can't get that out.
See, little cedar, it puts out 12 foot. Well, 12 foot doesn't take many.
Well, 12 foot,
trips,
that's
so you
pretty big it. Space.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do a little more work on those sandals, finish up with the neat split oil and some of that rare... whatchamacallit.
I'll have to find the name of it.
Grease.
Because that's too good not to know what it is.
Oh, that nice hair.
Isn't that nice?
It's cool for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, it's too cool.
We'll have to close up pretty soon because if it gets too bad.
In the evening.
Give me arthritis. I'll get stove up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll stiffen up fast.
You don't want that to happen.
No. Now, the sun come out, be fine.
When
yeah.
You start moving slow, it's going to ruin this.
My joints start tightening or stiffening.
Yeah, I told Mark if this was, he was talking about the, you know, the rolling hills and the mountains, that's where he'd like to have his little corner.
Yeah.
I told him if we just were in his kind of a country, he could pick him a little corner out there somewhere and take it out.
Yeah. Grow your vegetables.
He's going to wander off up into the eastern part of North Carolina to get him a mountain. That would be, he'd have to find somebody with a plot.
Yeah. Probably be New England or Canada. That's where a lot of kids are going to find land up for back taxes. Yeah.
Alaska.
I'll do a little grazing.
Oh, you're going to do a little grazing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great help.
It really is. I don't have anybody.
I agree.